Music.
Life.
Style. Lifestyle. Music. All come alive with Ian Scholes, your guide to popular culture. And now, here's Ian.
The Survivor. A survivor used to be a guy who didn't die when his plane crashed. A wavy-haired reporter in a three-piece suit would cram an imposing microphone into the survivor's face to ask a rude question guaranteed to trigger massive weeping from the survivor and massive channel switching from the rest of us who'd rather watch Three's Company reruns than the anguish of some poor sap we've never even met. But the guy who doesn't die doesn't qualify as a survivor in the 80s. He's just more food for the hungry telecommunications mouth. The survivor ain't in the hospital anymore, no. A survivor in the 80s is a guy with two-hit series under his belt. In the 80s, the TV entertainer has a life so special, so intense, that a mere consumer can only be allowed brief hallucinatory glimpses of it. In the back pages of People magazine, some third-rate actor says, "I will survive." He realized with shock that he's only talking about the hard time he's had adjusting to fame, as though fame were some sort of dread disease that only the lucky few survive. Survival means self-pity transfigured by egotism into something awesomely creepy. Here is the survivor, some bland actor, the hot new star of Lotta Cars in the Prairie. He replaces another bland actor who was fired mid-season over a contract dispute. In the TV Guide interview, there are discreet references to divorce, drugs, hassles with agents and fellow stars. It's not an easy road, the survivor says, but everything's better now, thanks to the special love of a special woman, invariably described as a terrific lady. Terrific is the survivor's favorite adjective, used to describe, with equal enthusiasm, people, food, and emotional states. Just by studying the obviously staged photograph of this mediocre human being surrounded by a special lady, his special poodles, his special shoes, all cavorting in the overheated pool, you can tell by his terrific lifestyle he's ready to join the ranks of the truly famous. People who thank you for not smoking, people who only drink a little white wine at parties, people who are ready and eager to put both feet in their mouth on some talk show making ill-advised comments on controversial issues they know absolutely nothing about, people who have survived. Shelley Winters is a survivor. Stuart Granger is not. Liza with a Z survived. Tiny Tim couldn't cut the mustard. Eric Estrada is a survivor. Bruce Jenner is not. Suzanne Summers ain't gonna make it, but Linda Carter will. Farrah Fawcett Majors and the rest of Charlie's Angels, even the smart one, won't make it. The ultimate survivor, of course, is Orson Welles, remembered less as a filmmaker today than an amateur magician and drinker of dry table wines. So how does a survivor die? If you need exposure, you're dead. Death is doing the guest spot in Magnum P.I. for scale. Death is selling the second Porsche, landing a cameo appearance as the third victim in a drive-in horror movie, waiting by the drained pool for the phone calls that never come. And last year's Duke of Hazzard, this year parks cars for a living while millions of dolls bearing his likeness sell like hotcakes in shopping malls throughout the land. You're living out the zombie half-life of the once famous, caressing your clippings, your videotapes as you sip your margarita alone. You've run out of prime time. Your special lady has left you for this year's model. You're off the air, pal. Nobody remembers your name. I gotta go.
There are many waves in the currents of culture. Catch them with Ian Scholes. It's all rock and roll to him.